Mrs. Shahid, could you tell how can cultural rights help to promote human rights and why are they so important?
Okay, cultural rights have been recognized along with economic, social rights, civil, political rights since the 50s and are part of the International Covenant. I think it is an area which has received relatively little attention in the past, and therefore the concepts and what all exactly would be included in cultural rights is something which is a challenge for me with the new mandate. I hope also with the new mandate there is greater attention paid. I think people are now concerned about issues of identity and diversity increasingly in the last 10 years. And I think that is where cultural rights fits. I have a specific mandate to look at the relationship between cultural diversity and cultural rights. And to me, in a sense, they're very much part of the same thing. I do not think of diversity as limited to what UNESCO calls social identities, which is religion and linguistic groups or ethnic groups. These are all part of diversity and need to be promoted. The right to cultural diversity also and the right to participate in cultural life includes the right not to participate. It includes the right to reject practices that have been there in the past and which are against my dignity or my perspective. I see my mandate as really ensuring that the conditions are available for all persons, individuals, as well as communities, new and old communities, to continuously create culture, which to me is a prism through which we see, perceive, and engage with the world around us.
You have been here on a mission in Austria. Could you please explain what you have been assessing while you were here?
Yes, I've been in Austria for the last 2 weeks approximately, and really looking at cultural diversity, issues of inclusion and exclusion and cultural rights. And really looking in terms of language, in terms of education, and in terms of media have been the areas I've specifically focused on. So looking at groups who may be particularly marginalized to ensure that their cultural rights are promoted. I think the main lesson for me here is that it seems that while there's a lot of good initiatives in different parts of the country and parts of the government, often supported by government, there's a lack of an overall framework in which to ensure that cultural diversity, inclusion, and cultural rights come together across the board. You have scattered initiatives. It is also of concern to me that you have the National Plan for Integration is placed within the Ministry of the Interior, where it seems to suggest almost this is possibly a law and order problem that has to be solved, rather than look at diversity as a strength for Austria. And Austria has ethnic and cultural, linguistic, religious diversity, which I think should be seen as a resource for building Austrian society as a whole, rather than specific rights being granted to specific groups.